Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here. And in the studio tonight is Ian.
Are you?
And Conan.
Going to get to your phone calls and thoughts. And then, apparently, according to a recent survey, 80% of Democrats and Republicans believe that the political opposition poses such a threat
to the war
that if they aren't stopped, it will destroy America as we know it.
Just,
good Lord, I hope so.
Just Democrat and Republican polled? Did it poll independents?
I don't know. That's a good question. We can dig into that coming up here in a little bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones and talk to Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
You speak of the war. I assume you're talking about the Ukraine.
No.
Talking about the civil war between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Oh, all right, all right. Well, I kind of smell trouble rising, too. Sewer gas is getting mighty thick.
And where do you stand in the political spectrum? Which side of the aisle? Probably conservative, I'm thinking?
Well, I'm certainly not going to be defending any black flies.
Black flies.
I don't know what that means.
Don't know what it means.
Well, black flies matter. Black flies splatter.
I definitely don't think that Major Payne counts as a conservative, though. I mean, a conservative calling into this show would never refer to me as she, and Major Payne does that.
Good point.
The conservatives are a bit kind of...
What's that?
I said I refer to her as she presents herself.
Fair enough. Thank you. So, Major, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I just heard some stuff fall out of Joe Biden's mouth that made my jaw drop.
What are you saying?
About a week ago, I called in. I told you about that 15-0 vote about him trying to make the vaccine mandatory among school children.
Yeah, the CDC voted that way.
Yep. Well, tonight, Bo Biden, he pops out with that everybody 5 and up that's had the shot is now recommended to have a booster once a year, just like the flu shot.
Surprise.
So we knew that. We knew this was coming.
Yeah, I know we did, but, like, they didn't, right? The masses out there, they pretended not to understand what was coming, and we told them, and they laughed and called us crazy conspiracy theorists.
Parents, get your kids out of these schools. This is just one more reason to get your kids out of school, unless you want Katy Perry eye.
Oh, my God.
If that's what she wants.
You got to explain that now, Conan.
So this is new. This is just happened yesterday, I think. Katy Perry, who's a singer, a pop singer. She's kind of pretty, also kind of wacky. Up on stage, and she's looking at the audience, and one of her eyes just kind of droops closed.
Now, was she, like, singing?
She was in between songs, and she's just staring at the audience, and one of her eyes just slowly droops closed, her right eye, and it's the strangest thing, and she kind of taps the side of her face
and then
to try to get her eye to open back. It opens up, and it
closes again.
And she taps again. It was like a robot
tapping
on the side of her head to get her eye to work. Everyone Google this. This is just a...
I'm watching it right now to see how your description is. But, I mean, first they're showing the performance, and that it's not really much
of the clip that I saw was 30 seconds long.
And that's the weirdest part. If my body parts stopped working in front of 100,000 people or whatever is that in this audience, I wouldn't just continue to stare at the audience.
Must go on.
I would at least turn my head. And,
well, they're all around you. She's in an arena or something like that.
I don't think she was. I think she had a stage and she could have turned her back to the audience.
Maybe.
Fixed her damn eye.
Are
you seeing this?
Yeah, it's so weird, dude. Like, it's sure enough, it just like slowly shuts and then she taps it and it reopens and then it shuts again. It's super weird to watch.
And of course, the conspiracy theorists out there are, of course, going to Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, Pfizer eye. I think what's what the Tut brothers are. What are the two brothers?
I've never heard of this. Bell's palsy, Pfizer eye.
This is a known symptom of the vaccine.
People have gotten Bell's palsy from the vaccine, haven't they?
Oh, yeah,
allegedly,
definitely.
Right? You can never really know.
I think it's in the list.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
Half of your face goes paralyzed, like a stroke.
Okay.
But it's not actually a stroke. It's something completely different. You might think you're
having
a stroke.
It's like your nerves stop or something.
Something weird, and it can. Yeah, like a co-host of ours, Johnson Rice, actually came down with Bell's palsy a few years ago. He got better, but it took some time. It took a long time for that to heal.
Sounds awful.
I don't know what's going on here,
but it's weird.
Yeah, and by the way, huge promoter of the vaccine, by the way. She even dressed up as a syringe one time.
Wow. Well, she's bought and sold by the government.
She's owned.
And the Illuminati.
Sure.
Probably.
You guys brought up conspiracy theories a minute ago. You got to remember, even crazy as Alex Jones is, he was right 98% of the time.
I don't know about 98% of the time, but he was certainly right some of the time.
Yeah, control.
People remember his hits. It's like Nostradamus, right? You know, like sometimes he got something right, and they don't remember all the failures. Same thing with Alex Jones. He's made a lot of promises, a lot of predictions over the years, but a lot of them don't come true.
His full-length documentary films were always among his best work. Right? The Obama deception and stuff like that.
I don't
want to
take any of that away from him. He's done amazing work. There's no doubt about it.
I'm just waiting for interdimensional clockwork elves to show themselves to prove that Alex was right all along.
Take the DMT, bro.
That's all it takes.
Apparently. I mean,
yeah, that's what DMT, I heard. I didn't see the clockwork elves.
I've never gone that far.
But do I have to? Waiting.
Go ahead, Major.
You're waiting for who to show themselves?
The interdimensional clockwork elves that he's always ranting going on about that actually are over in the corner controlling everything.
I've only heard him like a dozen times. One of my buddies is an Aden fan, so every now and then I'll get a couple, 3 hours of him. But I'm not familiar with that.
Well, supposedly they're here amongst us. We just can't see them unless we are imbibing and taking the correct substances.
Thank you, Major, for the call. Appreciate it. Alex Jones talked about the clockwork elves.
I think it was one of his Joe Rogan interviews.
But did he talk about it because he's heard about them or because he himself has done DMT? And has seen
that's
it. I feel like it was
a good
former,
question.
He's way
ladder.
Too high strung to have done DMT.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I don't know.
Seems like the kind of guy who needs some shrooms and LSD and
less alcohol.
Life.
Yeah, he's a drinker.
Yeah, that's his problem.
Did you see the one of his staff or somebody on his staff released surveillance footage of Jones walking around his own building and sneaking drinks of alcohol while he was at work? Now, look, it's his job. You know, it's his company. He should be able to drink on the job if that's what he wants to do. But he's apparently being sneaky about it.
But that's how you know he feels like he's doing something wrong.
Yeah. And the person who released the footage added some sort of commentary like, "Don't spy on your employees, Alex." So apparently Alex was, you know, using surveillance to watch his employees, and one of his employees turned it back around on him and caught footage of Jones going to a broom closet where he's pouring in, opening up some unseen alcohol and then just putting it in a cup and walking around the office with it.
I laugh, but that's really kind of sad in so many ways.
Being sneaky about it.
Well,
the funny thing is,
our former host Vincent, who was like, he grew up on Alex Jones and then ended up becoming a critic of Jones later on. He told me he swore Jones was drinking on the job, just based on watching him perform, watching his show, and seeing the things that he was doing and saying.
I thought this was like a known fact.
Okay, well,
it just seems like he's a little
drunk.
He seems drunk all the time.
Well, like I said, Vincent called it, and apparently that was really true.
Well, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Jones trying to ruin his life. I mean, look, whatever you think about Jones, he doesn't deserve what's happening to him.
No, absolutely not.
Which is now a $965 million.
It's trillion. They want trillions now.
They're going for $2.5
trillion.
2.3 right?
trillion, I think.
Yeah.
Well, what is the point of this? The man doesn't have trillion. I mean, he does have $1 billion.
There's, no way.
If you listen to the defense attorney, he came right out and says, "We need to ruin this man's career."
Wow.
That's why they went after Chris Kendall.
Paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. But he says, he's looking at the jury. He's like, "Look, this is what needs to happen. We need to make this man, we need to punish this man by ruining his career."
That's disgusting. That's exactly what they did to the white supremacists at Charlottesville, the alt-right, or whoever the hell they were.
And now they want 2.3. This is clown world amount of money.
Now they're trying to do it to Ye. Adidas just dropped Ye today.
His bankers are dropping him?
George Floyd's family is trying to sue him, evidently.
What?
Like $250 million.
That is... After he gave money to them.
Well, now
he gave money to the family, now they're turning around.
Well, he's going around saying he died of heroin or whatever.
He probably did.
Well, he died because a cop nailed on his neck for 8 minutes.
Hey,
come on.
He had a lot of heroin in his body.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring it whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, there's already a quote-unquote fact check about the Katy Perry eye glitch video trying to downplay the potential that this could have been caused by the COVID vaccine.
So of course.
The mainstream media is already talking about this, trying to cover for this and pretend like, oh, no, no, no.
Uh-huh. Well, ultimately, all they said is there's no evidence to suggest that it was from the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, right. I mean, that's a true statement.
Hey, right. Brought to you by Pfizer.
That's the benefit of the vaccine, right? Is when things go wrong with your health after you take the vaccine, there's never any evidence that it was the vaccine that caused it. You could die of a heart attack as a 17-year-old football player on the football field or a 37-year-old tennis star or whatever. And, you know, then they just say, wow, what a shock. Their heart just gave out.
Weird.
Or out in the garden because now soil is a cause. Or, I don't know, video gaming is a cause now.
Yeah, so just because somebody had the vaccine and then dies doesn't mean the vaccine caused their death, but it sure is because that's, you know,
I know correlation is not equal causation. Causation, but, so, you know, at a certain point where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. You know, both of these idioms are true to an extent. But, you know, if you give this vaccine to 50,000 people and 50,000 people drop dead, no, you're right. That doesn't mean that the vaccine killed those 50,000 people. It means it's very likely that it did, but you can never know
for sure
with 100% certainty what killed those 50,000 people.
Right.
And that's the fallback that these vaccine manufacturers will always have to lean back on and say, look, we're not responsible for this. We can't prove that the vaccine killed them. What would it take to prove that the vaccine killed someone, dropping dead at the injection site? Because that happened.
That happens too.
It literally happened. But yet they're still saying, we don't know it was the vaccine.
Remember early on that nurse who like collapsed like 2 minutes after she got the shot? I never knew what happened to her afterwards.
Well, she didn't die of the vaccine.
She fainted.
Well, there's no proof that she fainted because of the vaccine,
right.
Conan.
Well, it was, I don't know, 2 minutes after the jab,
yeah,
and all of a sudden...
That's not evidence.
Right, it isn't.
So with the Katy Perry thing, some people are claiming it was just her false eyelashes that were getting hooked together. But
her eye drooped slowly shut. It wasn't like she was blinking her eyes and one of them got caught.
Right, yeah, the one eye closes, not both eyes were closing in that case. But
I wore mascara and fake eyelashes. That was not what's going on here.
And Bonnie, we asked her before the show, and she said, no way,
I don't think it was Bell's palsy either. And I don't know that it has anything to do with the vaccine or whatnot, but I know it wasn't eyelash glue either. I think the Katy Perry bot had a glitch, and she had to tap some sense back into her little noggin there. Because she was clueless. She was out of it, just staring at the crowd like that for like almost 30 seconds.
Well, to be fair, if I was doing a performance of some type and my eye just closed by itself and I couldn't reopen it, I would be clueless too and wouldn't know what else to do except stand there and try not to freak out, which is only going to cause more panic.
I would have turned my back to the audience so they wouldn't see any of it. And we were talking during the break. Unless this is an intentional stunt to get us talking about Katy Perry, because guess what we're doing?
Talking about Katy Perry. Well, she has not addressed it, but apparently in the past she did address an issue with her eye, this wonky eye. She says, I have a wonk eye as well, and I used to be worried about it. Then a bunch of my fans created a fandom over my wonk eye.
What is a wonk eye?
I even have a fandom that calls itself Katie's Wonk Eye.
It's a lazy eye.
She says, it's my right eye, so just celebrate all that stuff. Don't worry about it. So this was her right eye, Conan.
Yeah, yeah.
That
now, I've seen pictures of her, and it looks like her wonk eye is her left eye.
Hmm.
It's kind of droopy and it doesn't open all the way unless her
right eye. I'm gonna take her at her word.
She says it's her right eye. And think about it. A lot of these young women, they take Instagram photos. You know how when you take a picture of yourself on your selfie, it references you. So
gotcha.
Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Renee on the line in Louisiana. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I wanted to speak about the comment Kanye West said. I mean, I got four things to kind of ponder about that. How could he have said it differently without it being controversial?
I think he came back like the next day and he said he misspoke. And he says he wishes the black community was more like the Jewish community. And that's what he meant. So he could have said that the first time around.
He also did clarify on a Piers Morgan interview that we watched some clips from off the air last night, where when he was finally given the chance to really clarify what he was saying, he did point out that he's referring to the specific power-seeking type of Jewish people, those that are in these positions of recorded executives and other elites.
You mean like the bank that dropped him?
The bankers, that sort of thing, yes.
But in that case, the fact that they're Jewish becomes irrelevant.
So his mistake was just going off against Jews.
Yeah, going after an entire people. He should have clarified, talking about the corporate banksters and the Hollywood moguls.
But, of course, he had
no
chance to clarify because he was restricted on Twitter.
How do you like that?
So he wasn't able to post any follow-ups, later on, 2 days later or whatever.
Well, if he hadn't drunkenly tweeted this at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, he could have posted a follow-up within a few minutes. But instead, he tweeted this and then went to bed.
But it has given us the view into just showing the level of oppression that is out there once again. I mean, we've seen this time and time again with Donald Trump being taken off of Twitter and Facebook, and now they're going after the most popular rap artist, in history, probably.
But on the one hand, at first, before he clarified himself, it sounds like the usual, not necessarily fascist, stereotypical comment. And on the other hand, what he did kind of sounds like marginally an apology. However, he could have used some, I think some, because I watch the History Channel, and I see a lot of Jewish people dominate the movie stuff, so I know I'm kind of right. Some, not all. Because they're not the, how can I put it, like my stepdad, he was a boat captain, the work at McDonald's variety, they're high profile, got well-paid jobs and pretty well-educated, but that don't mean ever all of them. But how could he have put it, he did, but how could he have put it in a, in the first place without stepping on any toes?
Well, I think we already answered that.
He could have targeted the bankers.
A more politically correct rant.
Yeah, he instead of going off at maybe he was drunk, as Ari suggested, at 3 a.m. and posting about DEFCON 3 for the Jews, he could have been a little more specific. But then again, you only get 280 characters, so there's only so much that you can do with that. And he didn't walk it back right away. That was another mistake. Like, he could have woken up the next morning and said, oh, crap, what did I do? And then, no, this is what I meant. And then could have issued a statement and probably would have stopped a lot of this fallout. But, the point I think that, I don't know if it was you, Arya, that was making it last night. This guy is so rich, this is how he has fun. This is what he does.
He's trolling.
Thank you for the call. So, what are his real beliefs? I don't know.
Another way to go after the elite is to not go after a whole people. Just go the Epstein route. Call them all pedophiles. All these, most of them are powerful people who, what do they do with all that money, with all that power? He could go another route.
He could. There's more coming up. You can join us and share your thoughts here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service, but no damage or injuries are reported. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for two straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Number 603-283-6160. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
How are
you?
And Conan.
Join us over at freetalklive.com for various features, including our feeds. We've got our podcast feed available to you. You can plug it into any old podcast client that you want to. You can also subscribe to us on the various different platforms that are out there, like iHeartMedia, Spotify, those things. We link to all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Sarah, I'm so happy you got a new phone recently.
She got a new phone?
Didn't she? I mean, the quality is so much better than it was a month ago.
If she can just talk straight.
No, I just get off the speaker. It's the same dumb phone.
Stop doing the speaker thing then.
You need to talk to us on the phone. Because it's clearer. We can understand you.
I got off the speaker now, but I have a hypothesis that ginseng will help with diabetes.
How so?
So it's one of the ingredients in one of the shakes that help the diabetes. So it's just one of the...
You mean one of the shakes you sell in your network marketing company?
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to talk about that.
That's because you probably can't make the claim legally that the shake helps with diabetes.
Unless the shake is made out of insulin and you're injecting it into your veins, it's probably not a legal thing to do. So that's why you have to be real dodgy here, Sarah, because the FDA will likely come after you and your company if you make health claims about products
not a health professional. Can she even say that insulin is the right way to go?
That's my question, Sarah. This is a hypothesis, right? So you've got some scientific basis for this. What is the scientific evidence that you have that suggests to you that ginseng helps with diabetes?
Okay, this is my clue, is that ginseng, we all know that it gives you energy. Ginseng has been known for thousands of years with energy boost and endurance. So therefore, your craving to eat more carbs or more sugar for energy gets diminished. So then it helps your blood sugar level. Instead of wanting to go out and eat a muffin or a bowl of pasta or sugar when you have this craving, when you already get these energies from ginseng, it keeps you away from the carbohydrates that will give you high sugar levels.
Well, I agree with all that.
Well, yeah,
that's very different from saying that ginseng is going to help people's blood sugar levels.
Well, but that's it. But that's exactly my whole point, is that when you derive energy from vitamin B, from other sources that give you energy, you have less craving to go out and increase your blood sugar levels, and that is dangerous for a diabetic. You don't want to have a high sugar in your blood.
Let me explain Americans to you, though, Sarah. It's not because they want energy that Americans are consuming massive amounts of sugar. It's because they're fat and lazy and stupid.
Yeah.
Cattle. You know what else likes to eat? Just grain. Cattle.
Yeah, I don't think a fat
sit around
person drinking a soda is going to make them energetic, right? Like, that's not the reason they're... Yeah.
Well, that's why I always recommend the multivitamins. You have a good source of multivitamins that you believe in that works for you.
If you believe in it, that's the key word, Sarah.
Placebo.
You just gave us the key evidence that you believe in the multivitamin. Because if you believe in the ginseng, if you believe in the multivitamin, if you believe in the homeopathy, if you believe in the fill in the blank, whatever it is we're talking about, treatment, then it will likely work for you.
Sarah, was your...
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. It's absolutely true. Belief is very powerful.
Was it her mother or her grandmother who escaped from communism?
Grandmother.
Was she all into the homeopathic herbs and whatnot and living off of the earth? Your old grandma?
At that time, the old generation people, all of us lived off the earth. Even in New Mexico, everybody was a farmer. Everything that they grew and ate was organic. Even the people that lived in this state like 100 years ago, 120 years ago. So, yes, they were a lot more healthier, and now we've gotten back to the organic.
Hold on, Sarah, because I think I have a really good point that I think I can help you understand some things. And people weren't consuming massive amounts of ginseng back then, right?
Or maybe they were. That's what I'm trying to get to. Where did this idea come from? Probably
they weren't growing ginseng in New Mexico.
Probably her Asian mother was probably...
I mean, they weren't growing ginseng in New Mexico 100 years ago. However, they also were not overrun with diabetes 100 years ago.
Good point.
Hold up. Ginseng was known throughout for 3,000 to 5,000 years in Asia as known to give energy, endurance, and sexual increase, and all of this health benefits for thousands of years.
You know New Mexico is not in Asia, right?
No, what I'm saying is that, but somebody figured out if they supplement the diet with ginseng, it does help you the craving to go out and eat five bowls of rice.
And if you call Sarah up, she'll get you on her auto ship program. Thanks for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. You just have to order $100 of ginseng every month.
She's right there on the border. I'd be going after the cocoa leaves. Not coke.
For cocaine?
Not coke. I mean, no, just chewing on the leaves. That's the way you do it. To get that good energy burst.
I can see why a person who's smart enough to understand that, sugar gives people energy, ginseng gives people energy, could come to believe what Sarah believes. I could see why she'd be able to sell this idea to stupid people. But that, Sarah, the idea is not correct. I suspect
I guess if you had just a whole bucket of ginseng roots... You could probably survive a good long time. I don't know.
And you're probably not going to become a diabetic just sitting around eating roots all the
time. I'm just wondering if it's kind of like ginger, where you just can't eat a whole ginger root. It's going to poison yourself. You're going to have a bad time.
I would love to see what Sarah's sales volume is like on her network marketing company.
Well, it can't be very good, because that would require work.
Right.
She doesn't know how to do that.
No.
I'm surprised she does anything. I'm always really surprised when I find out that she's selling vitamins and stuff.
It's not her account. It's
her boyfriend's.
Roommate, whatever. It's his business, quote unquote business.
She's one of those,
helping.
She's a power mom or whatever they call themselves. They start their own company.
Power mom?
What do they call themselves?
Oh, you want to sell the makeup and stuff?
No, not even those. We you don't have these Facebook friends, presumably, but I do. I get messages from people that I haven't talked to in like 20 years. Like, hey,
pyramid schemes?
They are pyramid schemes, but they don't acknowledge that. They're like,
power mom is a term? Though?
I don't know. That's not the term. It's something along those lines, and I don't remember.
Their side hustle, that kind of thing?
It's not even that. It's like, hey, look, boss lady, something like that.
Girl boss.
Maybe that's it. But they're like, hey, I started my own company, and I want to sell you my stuff. And you look and say, oh, it's a pyramid scheme or whatever. It's less common today than it was like 3 or 4 years ago. But, that's all Sarah's doing here.
I don't think it's less common. You're just probably not
better
in the right
at blocking
circles.
These people, yeah. Good point.
In other news, NBC poll finds that there's polarization ahead of the election. 80% of Democrats and Republicans believe the political opposition poses a threat that, if not stopped, will destroy America as we know it.
Good. Bring it on.
Yeah, it can't happen soon enough.
I've been spending my entire life trying to destroy America as we know it.
Two-thirds of reliable Democrat and Republican voters, I presume reliable means that they reliably vote Democratic or Republican, meaning they stick with their party,
mm-hmm, yep.
Say they would still support their party's political candidate, even if that person had a moral failing that wasn't consistent with their own values.
Well, we've seen that. We've seen it with Trump. And now we've seen it with Biden.
When I say I want to see the destruction of America, I mean in a moral way, with nonviolence.
Sure.
These people don't care about any of that.
No, they're more than happy to use violence against the other party because, understandably, they feel like the other party people are going to use violence against them, and they are.
Yeah, it's called projection.
It's the reality of the state. I mean, the state is violence, and those who control the state get to enforce their way on others. And if you lose, you get the other people's way enforced on you, so you can't blame people for wanting to win this.
Yeah, meanwhile, the rest of us, we're just over here like, leave us the hell alone. Yeah. Just go get your own island and fight it over there.
I wish they would. Unfortunately, there's a lot of these people. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 603.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open in the remaining moments here. Enough time for you if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about people and in the United States that are as divided as ever, more so perhaps than ever. And that division continues to deepen as the midterm elections are coming closer. The majority of registered voters in an NBC News poll say this election is, quote-unquote, more important to them than past midterm elections. Now, of course, this is always true. Everybody always says, this is the most important election of our lifetime.
They say it every freaking time, man, and they're already gearing up to say it now.
Of course they are.
It's obnoxious. It's like, no, it's completely unimportant. It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, we can see pretty clearly that it really won't matter whether the Democrats or the Republicans take office because they're both going to make the government bigger. The Republicans are still of the mindset that if they only elect their guys, that things are going to turn around in D.C. and the government's going to get less, you know, less bad and so on and so forth. And it's just like, hello, Republicans, don't you remember what happened when you were in charge? Your guys were in charge during both the Bush and the Trump administrations. What happened?
More war.
More? Well, under Trump, not so much.
He bombed some people, too.
Government didn't get smaller.
Syria, I think, was his big thing.
They didn't collect less tax. The government didn't get smaller.
No, but he did actually put on the Supreme Court conservative judges. I mean, from a Republican standpoint, Donald Trump should be considered the most successful president they've ever had. He actually appointed conservative Supreme Court justices versus George W. Bush, who didn't.
Maybe. But you know who wins in all of this? This article that we're... Well, that too, but I mean big media. Because when they come out with these stories that, you know, your opposition is, you know, going to destroy you, or look at these poll numbers. Look, they're winning, or we're losing, or whatever.
That's what promotes the divide that we're seeing. We need 80% of people who think things are doomed.
We can fix this for you. Give us more money for ads, for advertisements. Big media wins. Because
mm-hmm.
You know, if it bleeds, it leads. If it's a war, if it's a political season.
Politics are big money for big media.
Absolutely.
There's a ton of money.
Absolutely. So this could be all bunk. Do you see this when you go to the store? Are there people fighting each other in the parking lot?
Well, no, they're armed in New Hampshire. It'd be crazy to start a fight.
That's just
not how people are in person, right?
That's right. Yeah.
The most of the people I work with are not libertarians. They're not Republicans. Most of them are Democrats, and I get along with them just fine. It's not the world that they're weaving about all of this hatred and stuff like that. It's almost like a parallel reality, similar to social media, mm-hmm. except it does impact the real world.
Exactly, and maybe that's what this is all about. It's just the social internet presence, where people are saying things that they would never say in real life, but now that this is such a big part of our lives now, this internet presence, the metaverse,
mm-hmm.
That people are saying things that they would never say before. So it's always been like this. Maybe. I don't know. I just don't see it. I do, you know that I'm the cycles guy, and the pendulum is swinging back and forth, and I think that we are all the way one way one right now, and something has to, I don't want to build back better,
mm-hmm.
but I think that is, that needs to happen, and it will happen, because that's the way the pendulum swings.
What do you mean? What's going to happen?
Right now, we as a country, as people, as human beings, as a biological presence, are so freaking divided right now. Left and the right are on their own sides. They're two different tribes.
I thought you were saying that was an illusion.
It's an absolute fact.
Okay, so you agree that people are being more divided than ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Two different blood types. And what we need is balance. We need left and right need to be making babies together again. Seriously, mixing the blood right now.
When totally, does that ever work?
Totally polar opposite, and that it's not good for the tribe. You got conservatives who think one way; they're important to the tribe. You've got progressives left who are very important to the tribe. They're on the other side. We're not working together. We're working against one another. You gotta have
some of these people we can't work with, though. I mean, some of these people will look at me and say I'm transphobic. You can't work with those kind of people.
Maybe they need to die. Maybe the tribe needs to leave them on top of the mountain and let them fend for themselves while the rest of us make babies together and grow crops and build structures together like some good tribesmen.
Maybe the tribe has failed.
It has failed. Exactly.
Well, let's not try to make it work, Conan. It's not going to work. Just call it a day. Let the conservatives go do their thing. Let the Democrats go do their thing. It's time to end the relationship.
I would, if it could work, I would love to go that route, except it's not going to happen.
It cannot happen.
There's not enough of us. There are not enough individualists out there who want to be left alone, and we're not powerful enough. Our numbers are not great enough to take on the authoritarians.
This is why I'm saying, man, none of this is going to happen until we're out there colonizing planets, and we can carve out this space in the universe that's just too distant for them to reach to govern us.
We'll go to another planet,
they will follow us, just like this country.
And they tried that with the United States and Great Britain, and it didn't work out well for the imperialists, and it won't work out well for them because the logistics of transporting troops and materials across these vast distances, it just won't work out for them.
We had a couple good centuries, kinda, but the empire, the 250-year-old empire is broke.
The U.S. had a good few centuries, but I've never had an individualist libertarian country. Or that would be an oxymoron, but a libertarian, individualist society in which I could exist without having to worry about my neighbors inflicting violence upon me. I have never had the opportunity to try that.
It would be nice to have a little, like a new Arcadia, where we can just go do our own thing and live peacefully, and then look what happened to them.
But here on Earth, every square inch of the planet is claimed by one state or another, unless it's that little swamp island out in the
Liberland.
Yeah, which nobody wants anyway. And even if you try to get there, you're going to find out that actually some states do claim that, and they're going to shoot you if you try to build on it.
There's a lot of open ocean out there.
Yeah, so try seasteading. It's not for me, but it works for people.
What was Bioshock's Randland? What was it?
I don't know.
I played one of them, but I don't remember.
But seasteading is a thing.
But
we,
even that,
could try that.
Even that didn't last. I mean, the authoritarians followed, and they got in there, and they screwed everything up.
That's because it's easy to get from one part of Earth to the other. All it takes is a plane, and the governments around the world have plenty of those.
According to the story here at NBC News, beyond the horse race numbers, I skipped the Biden approval numbers, and the high interest in the election, what stands out is the bipartisan anger among Democrat and Republican voters when they are asked what one message they'd like to send with their votes. A male Republican respondent from Missouri said, "Tell Biden to resign." A female Republican from New York said, "Save this country." A male Democrat from Massachusetts said, "Democracy is in jeopardy." And a female Democrat from California said, "Don't mess with reproductive rights."
So they all, I mean, the common theme here is that they all want to save the country.
They all want to be in control.
They want to
be,
exactly.
That's really what they want.
They're not saying that, correct. That's not what they're saying, but that's what they think. That's what they mean.
And because of that, they think the other side being in control will destroy the country. Because, I mean, in a sense, they're right. The Republicans being in control will destroy what the Democrats want the country to be, and vice versa. Because they're too busy oppressing each other and seeking vengeance upon one another when they're the ones in power to actually come to an agreement or an understanding of, hey, maybe we could just live and let live. I won't have to force you to allow abortions. You won't be able to force me to not have abortions, and we can just peacefully coexist.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? These people are too different from one another.
What I'm saying. It's the pendulum is too far to one direction right now, and the two tribes have split. We need to bring them back together.
No, we don't, Conan.
We have to
split
the blood
all
type.
The way.
We need to bring the bloods back together.
I think I'm with Ian on this one. Splitting it all the way is the way to go.
They've got to break up. The relationship is sour. It's not going to get better. You can't go to the marriage counselor and fix this thing.
We
it's
can't progress. I'm not talking about the state and the people. I'm talking about the left and the right.
That's what I'm talking about. You cannot bring these people back together. They're too fundamentally different in their mindset.
I know. We can't evolve any further. We can't move to the next level like this.
I think we can. You break up, man. When a group gets too large, you always have this happen. It happens in the libertarians where you get more than 30 people. People start having arguments. People start disagreeing. And you know what? It's okay for people to go their separate ways and compete. There's something to be said for cooperation. And I agree, if you can cooperate, it can be helpful. But if you can't get along with somebody, stop trying to cooperate with them and do it better.
Well, I mean, if the government actually treated states as sovereign, we could do that. You know, you go to your state, I'll go to my state, and we can. But
that's what we need.
That's part of the problem right there. Well, basically it's the urbans versus these city states.
Well, and
that's a problem.
One of the problems is these people want to control the state. They don't want to give up. They don't want to secede. They don't want to have independence. They want to have total control over their opposition. It's a dominance game, and these people, 90% of them, buy into it.
Yeah, they're all psychopaths.
Yeah, so the only solution is for libertarians to move here to New Hampshire, and then we'll figure or something out like independence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.